You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel, Nick, Trap,
and Nick. My wife requested this. I just want to give her a shout out. She was like, hey, can you see if Nick can play some New Edition?
I know she can sing it a lot better than you can.
Hey.
My
sounds sweet. My wife can't sing. I'm the singer now, so.
Well, and if that's the case, then no one in your house can sing.
Hey,
that was
atrocious. I got a melodious voice.
I think
man,
it's
they were, these kids were like, they were like 7 years old when they released
loved
this song
them.
Right here.
Loved them. Phenomenal.
Another group out of Boston. It's crazy.
It's in the songs, too. Yeah. You listen to the lyrics, yeah. But, I mean, the bottom line was, and you had all the different, the spinoffs. And
then, you had BVD.
Yeah. And then, then they added Johnny Gill.
They added Johnny Gill when they kicked Bobby out.
Yep.
And then they had
BVD. Bobby went solo first.
Yeah. He went so the crazy part when you watched it, you didn't get to watch the BET special.
I wanted to. I wanted to take, and then I didn't want to join halfway in. I wanted to go back and tape it.
Hey, I DVR'd it. You should be able to get it on demand on BET's on demand. But you know, because I didn't watch the first two episodes, but I watched the third last night with my wife, and I'm going back and watch one and two. But it's just realizing how much great music they had and how talented they were. When you talk about Ricky Bell, Michael Bivins, Ronnie DeVoe.
Yep. Ralph Tresvant,
Bobby Brown, Johnny Gill, and you talk about those guys, and then think about the music that he made individually. Mm-hmm. Then the music were the different groups, and then when you look at Ricky Bell found ABC,
another bad creation.
When he found Boys to Men,
yep.
702.
So Michael Bivins found Boys to Men.
No, Ricky Bell. Yeah, Michael Bivins. Was it Michael Bivins or Ricky Bell?
Michael Bivins found Boys to Men.
Which one is the one? Because one of them found all of them.
Michael Bivins was the guy because he was a producer.
He's still a producer, and an A&R guy. Yeah. So, I mean, that's
Another Bad Creation, Boys to Men. They were all spin-offs.
702.
And you remember now, Bobby had his solo career and had several lots of hits. Then Ralph Tresvant had one album with Sensitivity.
Yeah.
And then Johnny Gill had his solo.
Nick, see if you can find that Sensitivity. I love girls with Sensitivity, a man like me.
Yeah.
Hey, pull that up.
As I told Trap, Ralph Tresvant also had an overbite that you could hide out of a rainstorm, Nick, but he somehow also had Sensitivity when he got his solo album and his one hit.
No, but you know, the crazy part is when you watch that, and they did, you know what? I'm so glad Lifetime didn't do this show and screw
BET did it.
Yeah, exactly. Because if Lifetime did it, they would have screwed it up. Okay. They would have had the probably them little dancing African kids as the kids that they were going to use to play.
Yeah, Ralph Tresvant, yep. That's Sensitivity? No, it's not.
No, this is. Yeah, this
what
is.
It says.
Oh, that's the interlude. This is interlude.
Yeah. So, I mean, when you think about, like, the way BET did, they did such a good job with, they got all guys who could actually sing. And they were actually singing all the roles.
So it's not lip singing.
Yeah. It was well done. It was a great piece of work. You know, it was great.
Yeah, I was a huge fan of all the groups, but starting with the New Edition. And Candy Girl was the jam back in the day when they first came out. It's just like when Boys to Men broke out Motown Philly. I mean, that took off like gangbusters right from the start. All right, so we got a little bit of, shall we say, non-sports related pop culture in for you. The New Edition miniseries, which
it was great.
Travis gives a thumbs up to, and I will catch up on. We got some guys on hold that want to get in on some conversations we've already had to try and kind of circle back. First up, Corey wants to talk about certain neighborhoods. Corey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, were you saying that certain neighborhoods, kind of the hood area, circles around airports and stadiums? I completely agree. Completely agree. It's either, now there are some exceptions to your rule.
Yeah, there's a few. There's a couple.
Yeah, there's a couple. I mean, some stadiums that have been there for ages, they kind of just, like, maybe that area just deteriorated a little bit, or it's well kept, like Green Bay. But if you go down to Arizona, where previously Bank One Ballpark, now Chase Field is,
right,
you go about 5 miles south of that, 3 or 4 miles south of that, at a certain point at night, police don't go.
Oh, no.
It doesn't matter, like, who calls, what's going on. It's just like, man, I got a family, dude.
Try to go catch a Bulls game in Chicago.
Oh, but not just a Bulls game, but think about right now with the Rams back in L.A., that was one of the reasons why they got – I mean, Martin Luther King Boulevard runs straight into the stadium.
Can I ask you a question about that? Because here's another interesting tidbit.
Is it every hood?
Why is it in every hood
is the MLK Boulevard,
and MLK Boulevard is always where all the crime is going down?
Because they figure they put all the black folks there, and they just going to...
It's just not right, Travis.
It is what it is. They won't put it in Ohio. You ain't going to have no MLK in Beverly Hills. They figure like, the black folks, they live over here. We're going to put it over here next to the Chitlin Shack and the liquor store. You know what I mean? Let's put it right here. Like, come on, man. But my granddad lived on MLK Boulevard in L.A., man. It was...
Is he safe?
Oh, he's dead now, but...
I mean, was he safe back in the day?
Yeah, I mean, my dad was a gangster, man. I mean, okay. We wasn't worried about that, but...
Somehow that doesn't surprise
but
me.
But the thing is, he stayed with some... It was some... Like, he stayed in, like, a little duplex type apartment. Like,
but to his point, though, the caller's point, I mean, and Corey, we appreciate the call. Look, here's the thing. For every Comiskey or Chicago Stadium... there are exceptions to the rule.
There's only a few exceptions, but when they purchased the land,
like the
it's
old
always,
school ones, like if you talk about like Fenway, Yankee Stadium, and Wrigley Field, that's because they've just been there so long.
And they've been there so long, they built up
the neighborhood around, they becomes built up, iconic.
Exactly.
Right,
and
they protect it.
And so, but not just protected, but a lot of times it's gone through the process of regentrification to where now, just like in L.A., where the Coliseum is, mm-hmm. they're now the regentrification process is going on. So now they're buying all of these houses that are 4,000, 5,000 square foot houses that were big in the Hollywood days. Now all of a sudden you got white people coming back into the neighborhood and buying up those houses, fixing them up, and now it's making
damn
the area.
People.
No, it's not a problem. I just think the black
you're talking
that
about
it,
when you're
the,
talking about the Coliseum, you're yeah. also talking the sports arena, and that sports is arena in and, the and, worst
yeah, and they're right next
neighborhood.
To each other.
Right.
They're right next to each other, you know, and I mean they border on from South Central to Compton. They border right on there.
Compton for sure, yep.
You know, so it's
I was with the Trailblazers when the Rodney King verdict came down.
Oh, I know y'all were spooked.
I'm telling you what. Truth be told, the teams were trying to get out of there because there was a shoot-around and the game ended up being canceled. And I believe Rick Adelman tried to drive a rental car instead of going with the bus.
Like a fool.
And there were people sprinting in the parking lot that just missed getting to that car when it was moving.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was absolutely nuts. Yeah, I remember there were so many nights when we were playing the Clippers in the old sports arena, and it was like an old bowling alley with an escalator.
It basically was.
Yeah.
I remember I went to, I don't remember what.
There were rats bigger than some of the people sitting in the seats.
It was a smaller version of the Astrodome.
And they literally, it was about a 50-foot walk from the sports arena to where the buses were parked.
Yeah.
And they literally had almost like the starting lineup type intro-like lineup of cops
of
lined
cops.
Up on both sides of us to make sure that we could get safely to the buses.
To make sure you, not, yeah. Yeah. I went to, my auntie Root took me to WrestleMania in the sports arena when I was a little kid, and it was one of the greatest things I've ever. I mean, we used to love it because they used to give away Clipper tickets. So just like they used to give away Raider tickets, like if you buy a certain amount of groceries, like you know, you buy a certain amount of groceries, they're like, oh, here's a free Raider ticket. They used to be like, Hey, buy a soda pop and get a Clippers ticket. They just want to put
Matter
people
fact,
in the seats.
Even if you're not thirsty and you don't buy anything, here, have a Clipper ticket.
Here, have a Clipper ticket.
It was that way for a long time. All right, so we see you, Brandon. You want to get in here, talk a little LeBron, so we'll do that next. We also have some other things kind of lined up on the menu before we wrap up the show. It is an F Yeah Friday, and we are headed towards the weekend. It's the weekend before the week of Super Bowl, and a reminder that all next week we will be on Radio Row from the George R. Brown Convention Center, bringing you interviews, guests, entertainment, Super Bowl previews, and a whole lot more. So it should be fun. Keep it here. Keep the dial on 97.5 and make sure it stays there for the next couple weeks. Well, make sure every day you keep it on ESPN 97.5, particularly from 1 to 4 p.m.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel, Nick, and Travis till 4 o'clock here at ESPN Studios 97.5, where we are housed up and headquartered through this Friday afternoon, only to get to Karaoke Week at Radio Row all next week. From the George R. Brown Convention Center, Nick's already picking out his slacks, his belts, his matching shoes. He's going to be all dolled up and ready to go because Nick has champagne wishes, caviar dreams, and he has a plan when we get down there. I've never been through a Radio Row, so I'm excited about it. It should be fun. Before we do all that, we're going to wrap up the final hour of this show. Brandon, you've been waiting a while. You want to get in on this LeBron and Cavs thing. What's up?
Yes. First off, I saw Travis at the movies at First Colony, and he was couldn't have been the nicest, kindest, sweet. Like he was just a perfect guy.
Appreciate it, man.
Probably caught him on a bad day. All right, so we got that. That's got that going for. Did he have popcorn?
No, he was there with his wife, and we were going to the movies, and I saw him, and I had to say I enjoyed the show so much. I had to speak to him. He spoke to my kids, my wife. I mean, he was just. He was just like
which movie was that, Brandon?
It was about 2 weeks ago. We went to go see
Hidden Figures.
To go see things.
Huh?
And we ran into you, and I saw you, and I'm a big Texas fan, so I saw you, I recognized you, and I listened to the show too. So
oh man, we appreciate you listening to the show. Joel is upset because you didn't see Joel. And he was probably with me, you know. So I always
live in Travis's shadow, but it's okay. I'm used to it.
Okay, I'm a big basketball fan.
Yep.
LeBron James and what he's doing, in my opinion, I think he's a very intelligent guy. I think he sees that they have zero chance in beating the Warriors 4 out of 7 games. I know what they did last year. Last year is without KD. They have zero chance in beating the Warriors 4 games out of 7 games. And I just want to know what y'all thought about that.
Well, appreciate the call, Brandon. Here's the thing. I don't disagree with you that he saw, and I mentioned this to one of the previous callers, he saw the writing on the wall and knows that Christmas Day was a fluke. Because the Cavs were down the entire game and then found a way to squeak it out at the end. But they got their butts handed to them in the Bay Area. And he realizes that they're down on manpower. But again, when you want to be the best, when you want to be compared to the best, when you want to compare hardware with the best, and in my mind, as you guys know, I think Jordan's the greatest of all time, that's not the kind of stuff that you go start airing it out and start using social media and start putting it out there. And, you know, there are ways and means to get the same result without going about it the way he went about it.
And I think he had a great point, but he should never went about it the way he went about it. And I think that was the beauty about listening to Charles and Shaq and Kenny and Ernie go at it earlier was the fact is that all of them were correct in what they were saying, but it's just how you say it.
Right.
You know, and I think that's the biggest issue.
This was the thing, Travis, that we saw and should have seen clearly with this whole LeBron going to Miami in the first place. It was not going to be the exception. It was going to be the norm. And now Kevin Durant's done it. And don't be shocked if someone else does it along the way. The comparison to when Charles and Akeem and Scotty and Clyde were all on the Rockets, not even close, because Charles is right. They were all on the downside. But when you look at what LeBron did and that can of worms it opened, you can't be surprised or shocked in what Kevin Durant did. But now, if you're LeBron and you were the guy that started all that,
yeah,
to go back and say, okay, now we need to compete with the Joneses. We need to go get another superstar.
Another superstar, no question.
It's just not that easy. If this was free agency and this was the offseason, now maybe you could do some things. Golden State cleared house and cleared the cupboard, as I said, and I've mentioned several times, and they depleted their bench for the most part, too, as well as two starters with Bogut and Harrison Barnes, just to get him. But it looks like it's paying off. But if you're Cleveland mid-season, to do this now and to air it out in social media and expect that a miracle is going to happen and walking through the door is somebody that's going to change your fortunes, it ain't happening.
It ain't happening. And I understand what they want to do. But Golden State, they did put up a lot. But those guys also know we aren't going to be able to – we can't give in, because the simple fact is we know – If we got to platoon this thing and come off the bench, and some guys who are normally stars have to go and come off the bench, and let's not get it twisted. They still aren't. I mean, most speech is no longer on this team.
Right.
Like, they aren't the same
Barbosa's not on this team.
They aren't the same team they were a year ago, two years ago.
But here's the thing. As a fighter, as a warrior, as a competitor, you want them regardless. You won it last year when you weren't the favorite.
Exactly.
You were heavy underdogs last year, and you found a way to win down 3-1. Don't tell me now, here we are in January, and you go tell me, man, I don't think we got the manpower.
Hey, no question.
I don't want to hear all that.
I don't want to hear it either. Hey.
And by the way, Tristan Thompson doesn't want to hear it either, because he said, you can't go out there hoping somebody's coming walking through that door. Play with whoever the hell we got right now, and let's win some games. Yeah. I like that.
I like that. I mean, I like his train of thought. I like where his mind is. I like where, I mean, it seems like his wife is putting a little bit of oomph in him and getting him to.
There ain't no wife and there's no Kardashian.
His baby, that's right. No, he's with, no, that's right. No, that's the other guy, Shumpert, huh? Shumpert's with Tiana Taylor.
Sure, okay.
Yeah, but that's right. Yeah, at least he lives.
They need a man with sensitivity.
But at least he lives that Kardashian's alone. Hey, breaking news, man. Please. Teddy Bridgewater might miss the entire 2017 season.
Yeah, I saw that. Now, you know that when Mike Zimmer was on ESPN a few weeks ago, and they were talking about, could he have a controversy at quarterback with Sam and with Teddy next year?
He said no.
He alluded to the fact that they didn't expect Teddy back until maybe mid-season anyway.
And that's why I remember when we talked about it right here on the radio, me, you, and Nick, and I told you, I said, if they're making this move, lets me know Teddy Bridgewater might never play again. Never play again, or he's not going to ever
play. May never be the same.
And he's not going to be the same, but he might never play again in a Minnesota uniform. I'm going to tell you where this might cause controversy is Minnesota, technically, because of a two-year injury, technically they could put him on the football non-injury list and not pay him the beginning of the season. That's what they could actually do. But
he and Enes Kanter would have the same problems.
But I doubt that they would do that. You know what I mean? But
no, but he got hurt on the practice field.
It has nothing to do with it. The year is over with, so they could actually put him on football non-injury list as this new year started without him getting hurt on the football field. Yeah, he got hurt the year before, but they can put him on a whole new list this upcoming year.
Those damn lists.
Yeah, they're
just
tough.
Cause problems.
They do. It's a couple of them causing guys to lose draft picks this year.
Yeah. And if you don't wash your hands in the bathroom, you can be on another list, and that's a problem.
Disgusting, though, man. Who doesn't wash their hands after handling a weed whacker? I wash mine before and after.
Raheel
doesn't wash
no
his hands.
No soap, just water.
So dang, let me. I need.
He's proud of that. He and Barry go toe to toe on that one.
So that's why. That's why I'm glad because I dap Raheel up. I don't ever shake Raheel's hand.
Smart move on your part. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
especially when you're taking inventory during breaks. You got to be careful from a hygienic standpoint.
Yeah, no question.
Without question. I want to tell you guys again about Houston Cans Cars for Kids program. It's a phenomenal program, and it only works because of you guys. If you're laying around this weekend and you're thinking, I got to do some cleaning, and you really don't want to do it, well, instead of going into the garage or the field out back or the driveway and getting that car, that boat, that motorcycle, that RV, that trailer, and doing what the wife says and clean it up and get it out of here and try and sell it and get something for it, here's a better idea. Donate it to Houston Cans Cars for Kids program because it's going to keep on giving as it gets you what you need out of the entire process. All you got to do is call and tell them that you have something and that you want to make a donation. They're going to bring a tow truck. They're going to come and get it, working or not. They're going to give you a tax deduction, right off the top. They're going to do all the paperwork. and they're going to take it off your hands. You've done everything without lifting a finger except for to use your phone to call them to start the process in motion. And once that process gets going, it is fantastic. Right off the top, too, you're going to get a $50 gift card because you told them you heard it on ESPN 97.5. And then that's when the process really gets good. Because from there, what's going to happen is they're going to take that vehicle, trailer, car, whatever it is, and they're going to translate that into cash for kids who are trying to get a second chance at an education. They might not have done the right thing the first time, but here in Houston, Texas, right in your backyard where the difference means the most, they're going to get the kids book money or eyeglasses or bus fare or warm meals and do everything to provide the resources. So this time around, the kid not only gets an education, but makes something of themselves for their future. It's a fantastic program. It's driven by you, no pun intended, but it only works because you make the donation. So start the process today. If you got an old vehicle laying around and you don't know what to do with it or you've been meaning to get rid of it, just call Houston Cans Cars for Kids program, 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5. ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
On an F Yeah Friday, El Jefe says, so y'all are going to go F Yeah Friday and not have Trey on? F Yeah, we are. That's faux show, F Yeah. How about that? In Nick Sharara language, that's a faux show.
Faux show.
Correct. In the meantime, on stage number two, the Sugar Prince himself.
Yeah, they call me Andre Evanwood. That'd be my porn name.
As long as you don't do any more karaoke, you can go and do all your little dancing that you want here on the side table.
Well, hey, Nick, what was your porn name going to be?
I didn't think of a porn name.
Hey, no, you got so, you know am, they always say you put your middle name with your street name that you grew up on.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
You put your street name with the name of the first pet you ever owned.
No. That might be how you did in Wisconsin. We put our middle name with the street name. So if you do yours that way, what is yours?
If I do middle name with street name, I'm David Kensington.
Yeah,
you but I like my other one better. If you do street name with your first pet's name, I'm Barkley Kensington.
Barkley Kensington. What about you?
Oh, my name is not going to work out. My middle name won't work out.
Why not? You have a number in it.
No.
What's
your
Johnny
middle name? First.
I don't know about revealing it, man.
Wait, why? Because he's so embarrassed,
he's not even going to tell you. It's got to be bad because he's not going to tell you.
Because Nick has a Taliban middle name. We
exactly.
understand that.
Exactly.
Oh, but my God.
Nick,
see,
but Nick,
you are crossing
still,
all
I knew he was
going to
go down that road.
But
yeah.
Nick, you can give it to me anyway. I'm an equal opportunity.
It's just you and Travis and a few friends listening. So go ahead.
No way.
No
way. It wouldn't be a good porn name.
Why not?
It just wouldn't be.
Why not?
Believe me, the type of because I know porn names and it wouldn't be a good porn name.
But you still got to give it to us. You still got to give us the name.
I don't know if I'm going to reveal it,
man. Come on, man. You got to give it to us, Nick. Now everybody's going to start calling in. Callers.
Well, because you're drawing
everybody
attention.
Call and ask Nick what his porn name would be. We need it.
Okay, so that you're not killing all the time in the show, what is yours?
I said Andre Evanwood.
Oh, Andre. You lived on Evanwood?
Yeah. Andre Evanwood.
You sure it wasn't Everwood?
But no. That's a good
that
porn name.
That would have been
better. Hey, no, it's Andre Evanwood. Yeah. What's up, ladies? Andre Evanwood is trying to give you the
welcome
wood.
To the Skanctuary.
Welcome to the
IM. On stage one, I'd now like to feature our featured performer. He is a male dancer with a host with the most, if you know what I mean, ladies. Let me welcome to the stage Andre Evanwood.
Yeah.
He's going to give it to you like you know he should.
2x4.
And if you tip him the way you're supposed to tip him, it's going to be good. So let's all put our hands together before we put our hands all over the tight buns of sweetness from Andre Evanwood.
Yeah.
Come all on. Right, Nick, what's yours?
Negative.
Negative. Nick, because come on, man. You know what? Because it's like a traditional name. So why don't you give it to us?
I just don't want to reveal my middle name. I just don't.
Dude, first of all, when Nick sets his mind on doing something, that ain't happening.
Okay, so tell me what your middle... Don't tell me the name, but tell me what your middle name means. Tell me the definition of your middle name.
Well, see, my middle name is the name of my father, so...
So what does it mean, though? But it's got to have a meaning,
Let's just do the street name. What's the street name?
the street name. What do you mean street name?
So that's how you figure it out. The street, the name of the street you grew up on.
Triola.
That, hey, you
that's not
that,
bad, that's right bad. There.
Triola.
If it ain't working Triola. At home, I've got one you want to try. Triola.
Hey. Triola, yeah. I grew up on Triola.
But we're
Southwest.
But we're
how about need... Red Rover, Red Rover? Come on over and Triola. Triola. Hello.
Hey, come
Quick
on, man.
Nick with the Nick pick all ready for you if you want a Triola. On stage three, Nick will be bringing
uh-oh,
it.
Uh-oh, we got to call him once to talk to Nick.
I don't see the name.
Harry.
Harry, hey, Richard Harry. Harry.
Nick, you sound sexy. It's the weekend. You going to Midtown? Hey, food Nick, truck. I'll meet you there at 11 o'clock.
But what does your dad's name mean? What does your middle name mean?
It just Why means up above. Why are you pushing above. Him on this?
Like up above or top. That's okay. all it means. All
right. Yeah. Top. You can top that Triola, hey.
Harrison. Okay, here's the thing. We still have Juggalo Trey on the phones. He already misspelled several words today, and then we had Harry. He changed it to Harrison, and now Harry's gone. Or Harrison.
And the other caller is gone, too.
What is Trey doing out there? And he wants to be on the air? He keeps bugging us to be on the air today, and he can't even hold the phones down.
Trey is what, on Twitter?
Yes. He and El Jefe trying to get Trey on the show. What the? There's my quote again, Nick. A Lombardi quote on a Friday. Zogashan? What the hell is going on out there?
Zogashan?
No, I don't know what that means.
Okay, let me see. I'm going to find it.
You won't. I guarantee you won't.
If it means up top, right?
Yeah, you won't find
what
it.
What was the okay. street?
Triola.
Okay, so you know what Nick, you know what Nick's is going to be? Shogun Triola.
That's a good one.
Show enough, Shogun. Shogun Triola. Ladies, get your ones together and get your hands on the dance floor. Because on stage one, it is show enough, Shogun Triola. And he is going to give you a little... White horse.
Does it start with an I?
He's not going to stop, Nick.
Nope.
Or L?
Nope.
He thinks it's Mission Possible. This is how bad this is.
Definitely Mission Possible.
Okay, can we
I
do this?
I promise you're not going to get it. I promise you.
Well, you can just give it to us. And why are you so ashamed of your middle name? He's your daddy's name.
He's probably proud of it, but he's just a shy guy. Doesn't want everybody to know it.
It's all right. I'm going to intellius.com this guy, man. Find out his social security. His middle name, all of that. Go ahead. What are we talking about?
That's a great question. You should be able to answer, but you can't because you're like ADD and all over the place right now.
Well, give us your live read then. I'm just saying, whatever.
What in the hell are you doing today?
Hey, man.
Good Lord.
I got to get my words in this week since I won't be able to use them next week with all the guys on Radio Row all the time.
The hits just keep on coming on an FEF Friday.
Bang, bang.
Thanks to Travis Johnson, otherwise known as...
Shots fired.
Oh, Andre Evanwood. Ever, Evan, whatever. Hey, you know what? I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. And you know why? Because of Window World. Because I'm telling you, I'm a huge fan of Window World in Houston. Because when you have Window World windows, not only do they have a great viewing experience every time you look out the window, but they're insulated and they're energy saving, which is huge, especially here in Houston, Texas. Because you know how darn hot it gets in the summertime. And you need windows that can absolutely keep the cool in, the heat out, and they're insulated to meet Texas energy regulations. Window World is the place to go because they have windows at a great price. Their energy-saving windows are made right here in America, and they carry the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Window World has become the country's number one window company. How, you might ask? Well, they offer a lifetime warranty, a higher quality product, and a low price that starts at just $189 plus $45 for Solar Zone Low E to meet Texas energy regulations. First step to reducing your energy bills? Call them up. Call Window World of Houston to schedule a free, yes, I said free, written estimate. That means they'll check everything out. They'll tell you what it might cost, and they're not going to charge you a single cent. It's absolutely no hassles or high pressure. It's a free estimate, folks. What you have right here is an opportunity. You need to seize those opportunities to capitalize. That's what you do by calling Window World. 713-439-1172 or go online at windowworldhouston.com. That's 713-439-1172 or online at windowworldhouston.com. Window World, simply the best for less. Give them a call.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
I guess when it's an FEF Friday, but it's a Begaloo Trey Friday.
Oh,
when Trey keeps Begalooing his way on the air. We put him on the air quite a bit the other day. And I guess it just wasn't good enough for the man that was done the wrong way by Whataburger. But, Nick, you've been checking the text line, which is like a first all day. You said some good ones have come in now that Mr. ADD over here has decided to focus in on porn names.
Right. Well, I guess everybody wants to know. Some people want to know my middle name. And then people had some suggestions as to what my porn name could be.
Is it Ignacio?
No.
Ignacio. No. He would have to be Hispanic.
Well, we'll go through some of these texts. All right. Here's one from the 713. Nick's middle name must be Richard. That's why he won't admit it, because you should never be a Richard.
Very well played.
I figured that's
an original listener right
I like
there.
That. Yeah, that's right. I like that.
Nikki's middle name means to blow up.
Nikki. You know, how do you love feel about being called Nikki?
Yeah, love your show, guys. Glad you guys are on this spot. Shout out to Nick. I also grew up on Triola.
Okay.
All right. It means kill Whitey, my middle name.
Oh, my goodness.
Buster Cherry is another one that came on the text line.
Yeah.
For a porn name.
First of all, no one's middle name is Buster, and I know they didn't. The possibility of living on Cherry Street.
What do you mean nobody's middle name is Buster?
That's what I just said.
Buster Davis, the linebacker that played at Florida State, that was a 2006 draft pick,
meaningless
by the Arizona
Cardinals. Stats. Where are you going with
his name? Was James Buster Davis
and James Buster Douglas? But I'm talking about in the porn.
You said nobody's middle name would be Buster.
Anyway, Nick, continue.
I'll probably read a couple more. One more is let's see here. There's one. Kill Whitey. Let's see here. Nick's porn name is Osama Diggler.
Okay, we'll just call you Dirk.
Street name and pet. That's about it. I think I read all the hate ones. I didn't want to leave all the hate ones
out.
Did
you catch up with the texture on Triola to see if you guys knew each other?
I did not. That's Waldo is his name. I'm not a...
Waldo Triola?
Somebody sent me one that says his name might be Med Hat.
Yeah, I saw that too. Chris Sparks said that.
Is that what it is? Hey, Chris Sparks!
Do you know Chris Sparks?
I do not. I don't have no idea who that is.
This is the intelligence of our listeners.
I can't believe he got it.
Oh,
wow.
That's impressive.
Very impressive. Med Hat.
Now, time out, Travis. Put two and two together here.
So what was your street name? Oh, Triola. Med Hat Triola.
That ain't bad.
That's not a bad one.
I can't believe they got it. I'm so impressed by that.
When you ain't getting it home and you need a good doctor, why don't you try Med Hat Triola?
Yeah. There you go. Now you got my middle name.
Go to Med Hat Triola and let Nikki come over.
If you saw Chris Sparks, if you could see the look on Nick's face when somebody said Med Hat, and he goes,
you know how many times I've said if we had cameras in here and if people could hear what we say during breaks, it's funnier than anything that ever gets up on air.
Oh, no question.
But absolutely,
I think
someone leaked it from the station. I thought that was like some inside joke or something, but I didn't think he was referring to Nick's actual real middle name.
No, I've heard that name before, but I mean, you think somebody leaked it from the station?
I don't see how.
You know what they say, Nick, always wear your Med Hat in a construction area. Oh, jeez.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
That one sunk in for you, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. It definitely did.
Yeah, it got through the gray matter.
It got through the gray matter. Sure, it definitely did.
That's outstanding. I love Dr. Dre, Joseph Twisting Vine. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. And then your girl, Crystal Collins, Peppa Maple.
Stage two.
Tastes fresh
out of Jerry World. Hey. Wearing the outfit made of cheese. It's
Peppa Maple.
Ooh.
And in the words of Kevin Garnett, she tastes like maple Cheerios.
Okay, mellow. We're going to play something mellow at that point. And no, Let's Talk About Sex by Salt for Pepper. All right.
That's a good one.
Thank you very much. Hey. I DJ'd. I can't say I did it at a strip club.
Hey,
but
well, he said you might work at a Players Club, man. You might be blue.
Could be worse off.
Hey, he said Dollar Bill to hire this guy over here, man.
Tell you what, and if you need a hitman, if you know what I mean, when the hits keep on coming, then you need Med Hat Triola.
Hey, have you ever seen Players Club while I'm making this Players Club reference?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just checking. Nick, have you seen Players Club?
But what's crazy to me is you joke about it and you talk about CTE and all the different things. But yet, not to use a pun, but it fits, your mind is like a steel trap with movies.
Yeah, because that's what I like growing up. I was always a movie guy.
Man, I mean, on air, I've told you this. You put the wagon in front of the horse and get going on a topic and then forget that you might have to think of someone's name and then like hit the rough patch. But I'm telling you, when we get into movies and like, oh my goodness,
that was my stuff growing up, man. I used to stay up and watch porn. My daddy bootlegged a lot of stuff.
Not shocking.
No, so it was like, I'm saying.
But he
so
didn't
like,
live on MLK.
No, we didn't. You know, the crazy part is like when we used to rent movies, we used to always dub the movies from Blockbuster. So like I used to watch movies like for years that were like on VHS tapes, but like great movies, man. I watched Delirious when I was like,
oh, Eddie Murphy, Delirious like, is fantastic.
Yeah, I watched it like I was 7 years old.
Way
I
wrote it. Raw was good, but Delirious was way
Delirious
better.
Delirious is way better.
Yeah. No question about it. But I told you about that MLK stuff though, man.
What'd you tell me?
Because if you live on that street and you have a dream, you better get to moving because you're going to hear somebody scream.
That's a true statement.
That's in almost every neighborhood in America.
Especially at nighttime.
Yep. Does it have, no, I'm not trying to make an excuse for it, but does it have anything to do with like a lot of them putting Martin Luther King streets like way back in the day?
No, because some.
Perhaps when the
a lot
the hood
of them were renamed recently.
Time. Yeah, I guess what they put where it's predominantly black folks. Yeah. And if black folks living in the hood, then hey. I mean, and you got Martin Luther King Boulevard in Los Angeles stretches for a far distance, kind of not as far as Crenshaw does, but I mean, you can reach decent neighborhoods, not a great one, but you can reach a decent neighborhood. And maybe at some point it was nice, you know what I'm saying? When it was first
Staple,
built.
Staples, I mean, not Staples, but the old Forum was right by the racetrack, right?
Yeah, the old Forum Crenshaw ran by the Hollywood racetrack.
Yeah.
Mhm. By the Inglewood racetrack, yeah.
Paul Pierce.
Yeah, he went Inglewood High. I grew up before we moved out of L.A. I stayed right down the street from there, 76 and Crenshaw. So Crenshaw went the other way,
except for your boy Hector from the 405. Yeah. No one knows what you're talking about right now. You're actually speaking another language.
So if you
do you know what Hector's porn name was? I don't either, but we can stick on that and probably have a better chance to maintain our audience.
Yeah, I mean if they can go, I mean we only got 4 minutes. They can go. They can go.
Wow. There's the quote machine in rare form.
Are you guys going to give a preview or a pick for the are you going to do that next week on the
– Yeah, because there is nothing really to pick in Nick picks this week because of the fact that everybody's kind of
I just figured
off.
Just because, you know, Super Bowl is going to be so crazy with interview after interview, but I'm sure y'all can squeeze it in.
Okay, Hubie Brown, why don't you break down the Rockets game for us tonight and what you see coming out of that?
I don't know. I was just kind of wanted to talk about the Super Bowl. The Rockets game, I'm looking forward to it only because I'm a Rockets fan, but it's the Sixers. I mean, I'm not trying to make them
– You're selling them short lately.
I have been.
Yeah, they beat Milwaukee and the Clippers this week. I told you this.
The Clippers is a good win.
They beat Milwaukee without Embiid or Okafor.
They did beat Joe Lewis's ass.
See, there again. It's the amazing, mesmerizing abilities of Travis Johnson. You just don't. It's like literally he is a box of chocolates. Every day I don't know what I'm going to get.
So what do you see? Do you think the Sixers are going to take this one too?
I think it's going to be a game.
I think the Sixers win.
Okay.
Travis thinks they win. I would hope the Rockets win this game.
They need to, for sure.
Obviously. But again, trips that they were, you know, running the table on the road and having a great road record early in the season, this is a trip that's taken its toll on them, and they still got a tough one on Sunday in a matinee against the Pacers, who are playing good basketball again with Paul George and company.
It was funny because we were looking at the schedule and saying, I think I forgot the intern, but they were talking about how the schedule is actually not that bad, and now they're starting to lose some of these. So it's going to be kind of scary when they play the better teams.
Hey, Nick. Yeah. Not to change the subject back to Med Hat.
Sure, go ahead.
But somebody said the reason how you got caught.
Facebook.
Said dude shouldn't say that it's his dad's name and be Facebook friends with his dad.
Yeah.
He's like, only 5 Shiraras in his friends list.
I got that text.
If President Trump was worried about the CIA, all he has to do is join us for one of our shows and realize that within 1 60-minute span of time, we can pretty much uncover anything on anyone.
No question. But that's like it's like a woman scoring. The CIA ain't got nothing on a woman.
What's
with
that
a plan.
We've seen that new TV show. Yeah, was it Hunter?
Hunted. Yeah,
that's some pretty cool stuff.
I think I would win that show.
How stupid are people that they keep their cell phone on?
Yeah, no.
The easiest way to track them down.
Yeah, I think I win that show.
First of all, you ain't hiding anywhere.
No, but you just gotta have skills to be able to hide, and I do. I dress like a bum first. First of all, I dress like a bum and then
what
make my way to the woods.
Other day?
Yeah, true. But I'm actually talking about like a.
Talk about your socks today. Oh, that's right. You can't.
Why?
Because you're not wearing them.
Gangsters don't wear socks, man. What's wrong?
I can wear hard bottoms. Like laying them all up on the armrest on the couch.
Yeah, did you see that?
Man, I don't know what this couch has done. I mean, I'm shoot. It's better than Shirara. I mean, not Shirara, but What's the other thing? The other guy that's on the watch list? Raheel.
Raheel. Yeah, okay.
It's better than Raheel touching all the other stuff.
Another guy on the watch list. What are you doing to this show today?
Hey, man, I'm just saying, Raheel, don't wash his hands before he touches
the weed. You keep telling Nick what songs to play. He's looking for one by instead of the Fugees, he's looking for the Fungies, because that's what you got all over this studio.
No, I got some good feet.
Let me tell you something. Hey. They may not be barking, but you got them all over couches and windowsills and stuff where I need the spray they use at my daughter's school.
Do you eat off the windowsill?
No, but I'm sure there's people in this studio that do. It's quite possible some people. First of all, I never want to know what goes on in this couch.
Never.
Now, again, if there were cameras in here and people could see the 6-foot teddy bear that sits on that couch.
Exactly. You should be worried.
I'm glad Keenan McCardell's got another job in the NFL, because if they saw what his hobby was when he was in this studio with that bear, all bets would be off.
All bets would be off. He's the plushie. Ain't that the type of stuff? Hey, Nick, ain't that what they call the plushies? Like, they like to do it with in outfits that look like bears and animals and stuff?
Did you notice that Nick's voice just went up like six octaves?
I don't know what you're talking about. That means Nick probably Nick was on like a Law & Order SVU in one of those costumes.
Nick just came in. Every time my mommy puts me on the potty, I cry. Okay.
Oh, man.
We've had enough fun and jocularity for one day.
Those are called furries. Don't ask him how he knows that.
Furries. That's what he called. Trey's still
hoping to be a furry.
Like, yeah, well, you know, I like to dress in the furries.
Are you saying that's how Trey talks?
He definitely talks like this. Hey, man, how you
doing? Yeah, okay. Well, I'm Trey, and I'm going to wrap the show up now. You guys have a good weekend. Oh, happy I hear you, dog. I'm here for you, and we'll talk to you every Monday through Friday, 1 to 4, 97.5 ESPN.